Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Culture. Ah. Cannabis culture. Conquering line of the tribal Judah, elect them himself for its rightful ruler. Prince of peace, most dreadful and terrible. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall rule the people with equity, justice, and righteousness for all. Yeah.
I want to play that whole song. We're going to play that whole song. Woo! It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. We're going to play that. We've never played that whole song. That's Diaz.
And that's Sasha.
And we are the Cool Nerd Weed Show live on Adobe Radio. We wanted to play you more Bad Brains than usual because we're on the East Coast together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go out of the of this break playing that because, you know, that's been our it's been our opening for since the garage days, since the very beginning. And now that we're on the East Coast together, it just feels only right. We are live on Adobe Radio. I think we did it.
We did it.
I think we did it. Thank you, Adobe, for allowing us to be goofballs on your airwaves. We, you know, I don't know. I certainly did not think when we started this show that we would be on the East Coast together. I did not. And be like buying weed.
Oh, I knew.
You did.
I did know.
Okay.
You know, especially, and this particular package has our picture on it.
Best buds. Sticky forever.
Sticky icky.
With my best homie TS. He's right next to me.
Right there.
We're so stupid. You should have heard our sound check before, because we actually did a sound check today, because we're professionals, and
it was almost who's on first.
It was great. I think I might. I don't know if I have it recorded, but I might. And it was just.
You're gonna do some playback.
It was a classic. No, I'll tell you. It was a classic. It was classic Cool Nerd Weed Show. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed and everywhere else, like Instagram. We're pretty active on the Instagrams. Cool Nerd Weed Show. We did a TikTok today, but it was on my TikTok, which is actually Sasha. But TikTok won't really entertain our shenanigans.
Not at all.
No, they wouldn't even. We couldn't even get past like the preliminary. Like we barely even got the video through. So, okay, we have a lot to talk about today. Like, I mean, a lot.
So much.
A lot. It was baby's day out this weekend, and we really took advantage of it. So, and we also are going to do like a slight retraction at the end of the show, and it's an important one. So stay tuned. But so, yeah, so I am here in my home where my wife sleeps and my children play with their toys on the East Coast for the holidays. And TS has come to visit me and explore the weed world. Now, you say you knew that New York was going to be like within the time that we started this show, you knew that New York was...
Eventually. I didn't...
Not me. I really didn't. I honestly didn't think they'd get their shit together like this.
I didn't think that they'd get their shit together.
I didn't. I just didn't. It was too profitable to keep people arrested for weed in New York. And that's a big thing. So I just didn't... And I just didn't see it. Just from seeing all the things that I saw here. And it's so funny because, okay, so we'll get to this, but I was gonna say, it's funny how people are questioning the legitimacy of the weed that we got in New York this weekend, as opposed to what college students were selling with seeds and twigs and God knows what, you know.
Oh, back in the day.
Our whole lives.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now, you know, like,
there's more questions.
It's, like, it's not tested. It never was. What are you talking?
We never had testing before.
But now we do, and we're the nerds. So people look to us and they're like, "Well, what are you doing? It's getting in the black market."
Just waving Yeah, so we kind of dove in.
We did. We saw the stories all the way over on the West Coast. And I was here in September, and there was no murmurs of this, really. There was, like, we had heard there was going to be, like, open, like, farmers market type situations. We heard that was happening in, like, Union Square, Washington Square Park. But that's where it always happens anyway. Like, that's where people are selling weed anyway.
Old school.
So that wasn't that crazy. And I hadn't ventured out. But then we did read this, like, insider article about, like, this, like, dispensary that basically is unregulated but is still operating somehow. So you found that basically, well, we talked about it vaguely because we talked about how it kind of operates on the collective system, like California. And we were, like, genuinely wondering how and how long it would stay up. So you found, I was like, you flew in. We talked about what we wanted to do because we didn't know if we wanted to go visit the other things that we actually wound up running into. But there's, like, other not so official weed selling.
There was various levels of
right.
of cannabis entrepreneur in New York.
That's various much better. Levels. I thought we were going to try and run into one of those. I was satisfied with that, honestly. I really was. I was want to buy weed on the East Coast again. It's been a really long time since I've bought weed on the East Coast.
I think our original plan was to go to one of the RVs that's posted up.
Yes,
and
we wanted to try and find one of those RVs.
They sort of direct you to a delivery service.
And then I was like, let's just do that then. Let's just get a delivery, you know, I'm right across the river, or we could just go wherever. So we were going to do that. But then you found this place, and then when we, like, kind of looked into it, it's just a membership. It's pretty much like if you've ever been to an LA dispensary, it's the same. So it's Empire Cannabis Clubs, right on 29th Street or whatever, like...
What was 8th Avenue and what is it?
Yeah, it was like
147
right on the
Avenue.
Corner.
Yeah.
To lower Manhattan, on the west side, but basically open as a fucking
wide open storefront.
I don't know. I can't think of anything open. The Grand Canyon. I was only thinking of, like, dirty things. Open. It was very open. Welcoming. And
absolutely.
You know, I thought maybe there was going to be some, like, giggling and weirdness and stuff, but it wasn't. It was, like, very civil. Like, it was very, like...
Very professional.
We walked in. We were greeted by a very, very lovely receptionist receptionist host.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very, very, like, lovely. Super sweet. Just, like, showered us with compliments, which we always do enjoy. But that's, like, really important. I was receptionist at my first dispensary, and it was, like, really important to me to, like, make people feel comfortable. And this was open, you know, like, an open layout. And, like, our dispensaries, it was, like, you must get through, like, one layer of...
You can see right into the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, before it was, like, a troll hole. But now it's... open, like, we walked in, saw your boy or your homie who was just like, yeah, like, welcome to this fucking Empire Cannabis, and gave us the rundown, very clear, very, like, I knew that I knew his tone. I've gotten that before. I walked in, like, kind of like,
we just kind of walked in, like,
starry-eyed, only because of the setting. I was in my city seeing a dispensary, and I'm sorry, call me old or whatever, but I was appreciative or something. Like, I was kind of, like, grateful. I was taking it all in.
Yes.
I should say.
I was taking it all in all day.
Yes. You wanted to go to Times Square.
Just smoking after like the beautiful experience of being in Empire Cannabis. From the word go, we were welcomed and it was very easy coming in. They checked our IDs.
And so like we weren't like, oh man, it smells good in here. You know, like we were obviously familiar with purchasing So he walked us through the guidelines, which is, the same as California collectives. Like you pay here, you paid like a membership fee, and what you got in trade of that membership fee was whatever you wanted to get for consumption. So it's not. It, I mean, it's a complete gray, like could not be more gray area that California really did operate under for 5 seconds. The only difference was it was not adult use in California. A little drill bit. It was medicinal. New York didn't have a medicinal like model. So it's kind of just like jumping to the collective.
It's very much like the collective model. Everybody is a member. I don't know. It's a private membership club where included in your membership is they will point you in the right direction of the finest cannabis in,
right,
in New York.
Which just so happens to be
right there in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they said that they were going to have more shops. When I was talking to our budtender, which was, he was very sweet, pointed us to, so we started out at, we got all set up. We showed our vax cards, which we showed everywhere at the city. And we also showed our ID. They didn't scan it or anything, did he? He just like looked at it, right?
I don't know. It says that they scan them
here. Yeah, this
but
author
I don't know.
Here
you,
says
did
that.
Did you get a receipt?
No, I don't think I did. It would have been in that bag, and
I don't think we got a receipt. Well, that's a whole nother thing. But you know, okay, on their website it says it allows. New York State allows you to possess up to 3 ounces of cannabis, but people don't know where to get it, so they can. But you're allowed to peacefully use, possess, or transfer cannabis among each other.
So this is a transfer.
This is a
transfer. This is considered a peaceful transfer.
A peaceful transfer. Mm. Transfer. Which is very much like the collective model.
That's very
Everything
much.
Was very...
In California, it was like, you know, you use as much weed as you need for your medicine. And then we changed our language, you know. It was medicine. It was flower. It was medicated. That's why we used to say stay medicated. But now, then I thought that was like insensitive to people who need... I don't know. I retracted our saying. We switched to don't panic, it's organic. But I might try to pepper in stay medicated, stay dedicated, because... It was like part of the culture to talk about, to just say things differently, like donate instead of buy. Like even now saying purchase, I feel like we're going to get these people in trouble.
Well, yeah, I mean, you wanted to say like, I'll have a gram versus I'll have a dub.
Oh, well, yeah, all those things,
you know, all
were
of
completely.
Those terms.
Yeah, no, it was all measurement, and you couldn't use those terms at all. Even like 5 on it was like pushing it, you know? Like, but that was everywhere. But anyways,
your membership includes access to copious amounts of different strains grown in different environments.
So
this was interesting.
They started us out. Yeah, this was interesting. So, you know, in various dispensaries in which you have patroned or gone into to see, every dispensary is laid out in a particular way. Like Mecca showed us the way they lay out the dispensary, really cool. The weed was always laid out pretty cool. I'm not sure what the greenhouse is like, but
it's a similar layout.
Sounds like,
you know.
It is. Still haven't visited you at your new job. I will do that in the new year. Shout out greenhouse in Hollywood. That I always think is somewhere else. I love you, TS. And this was it. Like every dispensary has a goal, you know, like they want you to flow a certain way. They want your eyes to go a certain way. Usually it's what, like the quality, like the brand or the grower, like how would you say you would design your dispensary?
You know, where it's set up with, to flow, probably I would go flower forward.
You go flower forward. Flower, yeah,
forward.
That makes sense.
With your best and beautiful strains.
Would you do it by price tier? Like, because that's what top shelf, bottom shelf, and all that stuff is for.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you always had like a grading system.
So in here, in Empire Cannabis,
they did their grading system.
They did, but they
you know,
organized it. And this is interesting because we talked about this last week, because TS's gears were ground.
I loved it. I loved their approach.
Yes.
At Empire Cannabis.
Because you talked about the way things are grown and how you wanted to know that.
I wanted to
last week. And that then and this answered your very prayers.
It did. And then they were graded further.
Yes, yes.
So first it was what was it? It was outdoor or sun right. grown.
The,
sun grown.
The method of growing. So they we're started separated. You out at like the sun grown
and greenhouse.
And greenhouse.
And okay, then okay. the other thing that I thought was interesting wasn't called indoor, but they called it electric.
Electric, yeah.
Electric.
Boogie. Yeah, it was it was electric.
Which I thought that was a cool way to put it.
Definitely.
Interesting. You know, something different.
Especially and, yeah.
But then it was graded even further with AA and AAA, which
so
was sort of
shelf,
old school
shelving or shelving. System.
Yeah. The shelf, but I don't really like the shelving system.
That's like you can buy a placement anywhere, you know.
The shelving system. I don't know. There is quality. You know, I did create the Ultra. There was the Ultra. The Ultra shelf. They're like, what do we call this one? It's more than top shelf. This is Ultra. It's Ultra Premiums.
But, you know, it is good to know. And we didn't really go by that. I mean, we just... Like we knew we wanted electric. We knew we didn't want to go with sun grown because we usually don't. And I was it's just kind of our preference. So they did start us off like checking that out though, which I thought was interesting because the electric was more expensive. But and I would assume that they would want to move the electric more or quicker. But I don't know. Maybe it was just a fluke.
It's like there's a price point for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that was like what they assumed. We wanted. So yeah, we turned around and we were in the electric part of the dispensary. They had these cool little displays. They also let us smell the weed, like, you know.
Yeah, they had smell jars, sample jars.
It was like old school. They let us like look at the buds. They obviously didn't touch them or take them out or anything like that. That's still not allowed. But yeah, that was pretty cool. I didn't expect that at all. Honestly, I did not expect to be able to see the weed flying around, you know, in the display jars.
That was cool to give a little sniff. Mm-hmm. The nose.
Yeah. So we did that and we figured we wanted like one of like every little section that we were at. So we got like a half, bunch of eighths.
Yeah. We got the Italian ice and ice cream cake cross, which is a AAA quality.
Which is really, we smoked that before the show? Or don't we have one of those on deck?
We have one ready on deck.
Which is pretty good. Look at these giant joints we've been smoking.
The papers. We bought giant papers.
It's really good. The dry hit's like fruity, cakey. It's got that like sweetie cake.
It's really, I am impressed with the flavor.
And TS asked, which, you know, like a true nerd, what would be the most unique New York strain? And our bud tender pulled the Gorilla Glue number 4, which was electric, obviously, and one single A. But it's 60% indica, 32% THC. Now, the percentages, we're not quite sure how they arrived at those. We're not sure if it was one of those, like, little testers that you can just, like, wave over. We're not... Because these... One thing we do have to note is that these are not tested.
I would say probably not officially. I don't know if New York State has any sort of official testing.
Not that I've noticed. Yet, so. However, we just have to say, don't let that scare you. Weed is not one of the things, and we'll get to this later. I just want to interject this. Don't be afraid to go to this place right now. And this is not a hashtag ad. I'm not like,
no,
I don't care where you get your weed, honestly. You know, I'd like you to be safe about it, but honestly, I don't give a shit because here's the thing. You're not going to die from wherever weed that you get. So do it this way and, you know, you get one experience. Do it another way, you get another experience. But don't be afraid of weed. Please, please don't be afraid of weed. That's all I'm asking. So that said, this was very welcoming and
very
unscary.
A safe empire. Empire Cannabis was a very safe place.
Yeah, they had a security
guard. Friendly. They had security.
And then we got, what else did we get?
Oh, we got the back to the New York strains.
Yes.
It was sour poison. So it's a sour diesel Durban poison cross.
That was good.
And the unique New York strains.
Unique New York. And these were about like 60. each, I think.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. That's about right. And then we got like a pack of pre-rolls. We got some the other one was, what was the other one?
Oh, the Banana Blizzard.
Oh, this one was actually really good. This one was like a sleeper.
This was a double A.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't expect it to be as good as it was because I'm like not huge on like banana strains. But this was really good. Tasted really yummy.
It was like was that the one that was like a straw nana?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was delicious. Fruity.
Where was that from, the straw nana?
The original straw nana that we had? It was, we had the one from, I think it was an OG Cannabiotics.
That was good.
That was delicious. strains gone by.
And, you know, these are fun times. We're finding out all these new crosses. We don't know where they're coming from. I would assume they're locally grown.
We had lots of questions.
We did.
Lots of questions.
If anybody from Empire Cannabis Club wants to come on. I am pretty sure they are unlicensed because they didn't give any licenses out yet. But maybe there's some sort of like loophole that we fucking missed. I don't know. Somehow it's being operated. It seems like very legit sees. And it was a very like, we walked in, we're taken care of. Like it was bud tender classic. Like they walkied what the order was. The order, I had to go to the bathroom so I didn't see how they got it, but the order was brought to the register, just like in California. You can tell like somebody went to a dispensary or two in their day and
did their
checked
research.
It out. And, you know, that was comforting. And then, so we got our weed. We were all excited and like frolicked around New York. And then I wanted to see if the Macy's display was up. So we walked down there and like, you know, I don't know whoever is familiar, but over by Penn Station, there's usually like at certain types of night, like the bootleg designer bag people come out, and they're only there for a fleeting moment. If you miss them, you know, you blink your eye, they're gone. But they'll open up for like 5 o'clock, close up shop at like 9. They'll get like whatever crowd is going to like MSG or something in this area. There were.
This was crazy. This was crazy.
This just, I was like,
this was sort of mind blowing.
And we were walking by, and I saw like a table, and it had like, it looked like just like baggies, but they had like logos of like Fritos, or they look like those things that you see like on like fucking weed meme pages. Like they look like weed munchies bags or something, like Weedos. Picture Weedos, but
yeah,
like an ace bag.
The Fruit Loops.
Yeah, Fruity Loops or whatever.
Fruity Loops and all the...
And I was like, is that weed? And like, you were like, where? And like, so you turned around the wrong way, but we were walking with the flow of New York traffic, so we couldn't stop. So I was like, let's just go.
There was no stopping.
Let's just keep going.
Moving forward.
And then you were like, where? And then I was like, over there. And then there was another one, like another like couple of pumpkin pies, like just set up. And like, they were just screaming like, weed.
There was somebody that had a turkey bag full of pre-rolls.
Which I didn't even see that. Just out and about, like just, in...
Yeah, wide open, open air market.
I don't know. I mean, I've been in LA long enough that I am desensitized to weed and the exposure of it. But even my, you know, overexposed heart was... Like, I was like... I had to like slow down a minute. I was like, we need to like take a minute... and talk about this because this is crazy. It was crazy. And I was like, do you want to check it out? And we like thought about it.
Like, you wanted to go back more than I did.
I'm glad that we did it. You were right. We had our experience.
We had a beautiful experience.
It was good. Empire Cannabis Club treated us nicely. Thank you, Empire Cannabis Club. If you listen to the Cool Nerd Weed Show, we didn't give you a sticker, but you know, we were like secret choppers. We were like, ooh, we eat a little bit.
What is this then? What is this?
Like weed in here. Oh, never thought I'd see the day. But I mean, and I did say that to open the show. I didn't think I'd see the day because I spent a lot of time ducking, getting in trouble in California, you know, like, or just like dealing at the mercy of your plug and stuff, or your friend who has weed. And those were hard years.
Yeah, no, you know? Seriously. When I first picked up a little smoke in the park, like a $5 bag, I never thought that it would be in a boutique on 8th Avenue. And I'd walk in and have so many varieties, like, and it was actually green.
The fact that, and also I have my another one of my follow-up questions is, why aren't there people like banging down the door, like Looney Tunes that style, like busting at the seams?
I thought there would be a line around the
in New York was several. Generally quiet yesterday, and I had like a little bit of a moment of panic where I was like, the fuck is happening? Where, why, like, I mean, this is the beginning of tourist nightmare season. Like, I almost was like, maybe we shouldn't go into the city, because it, like, I thought it was going to be like a shit show, wall-to-wall traffic of walking insanity, and we were going to all like the landmarks, so I was like a little bit like, this is rookie, man. But it was not. It was so quiet. Like, for a December weekend, beautiful out too. Like, balmy as fuck. Like, I was like, bring your long underwear. You are going, you're going to get frostbite and die.
I'm wearing them now, actually. I have them on.
But it's been like beautiful out. Like, you really get, but I mean, comparatively speaking, it's like, it's colder. I mean, it's cold. It's cold. It's just not what I thought. I thought it was going to be so much colder. But it was beautiful out. So I thought New York would be crazy. And I definitely thought that the dispensary, like, we wouldn't be able to get in.
I thought, would there be more? We just walked right in.
There was only a few people in, which is crazy. They have a delivery service, so maybe more people. And, you know, like, New York in general is like, you said, like, people are probably, maybe people don't want to come out. Like, maybe people would prefer getting it delivered to them. Maybe people aren't traveling to New York in general this holiday season, which, you know.
They've been open since.
As a native, I'm just like, oh, they've been open. This is kind of nice. Yeah, it's a, but I do, I mean.
To breathe. I didn't have to wait at my favorite local dispensary.
We just, like, breeze through,
you know,
Times Square.
We're going to come back. I'm going to come back in, like, the summer. Or the spring, and we're gonna go back there, and they'll be like,
and then we'll be like, such assholes. Like, shut up! Like, why were you questioning it? You should just get your weed and be happy. And we are. I call this a W. I call it.
Hell yeah, yeah.
That doesn't sound like clapping. Sound like
New York.
Thank you, New York.
Thank you
very
much
for proving us wrong. I did not have faith in your cannabis abilities. I don't know what's going to happen once regulation does kick in to full effect. There was no tax, by the way, Z's. It was only 3% sales tax that was set up front. He told us what we were going to get.
They're,
I don't know what's concluded in what.
They're paying some sales tax, so.
I don't know where that sales tax is going, but I mean, I was very happy. We only got flower just because personally we would prefer to have vapes where we know truly, and this is like a nerd's preference. We're kind of like bougie when it comes to our vapes. So it's just how, like, we do it, but it's okay if however you prefer you do it. So we only did get flower. We didn't get any edibles. This was also a follow up question.
Yeah, there were some brands that I thought were only in California. At least,
or
the,
maybe
the,
they're
the,
using
the
edible packaging, because this is California packaging.
That's California compliant packaging, which, you know, is. I did this read in one of their. Somewhere on there that they use the California packaging.
Yeah, because we don't have,
because New York doesn't have its own, you know, packaging with warnings. So fair enough.
And it is, weed is decriminalized straight up. The point of regulation is to make money. So it's like this weird capitalism thing that I feel like for just one brief, beautiful second, we have a handle on, or we are ahead of, like, the industry. It hasn't chatted out for like 2 seconds. It's operating on a collective model, which is not the same as a business model. It's not the same as a regulated model for cannabis. So it seems like it's kind of for the culture, for the access, for the safe access. This is safe access. This is considered safe access.
It is. And
right?
Yes, absolutely. It's safe access.
That's cool.
And in the early days, if you had, maybe they're going like very early California days, if you had a business license, to get that storefront in New York, and you actually said your retail, and you pay mm-hmm. your sales tax for items, then you are becoming legitimate.
Your business.
You are a business, and suddenly you're a legitimate business because you're paying taxes early.
For sure. They are doing the American fucking civil duty, the only thing you're required to do. And they're giving you safe access. Listen to the homies in the street that were just yelling weed at people's faces on 8th Avenue. Like, fight the good fight, babies. Yeah. You are doing the Lord's work. You're getting weed out to people. Just fucking be careful. That's all I ask of you. And if you're getting weed from these people, again, I promise you, it's fine. Who knows? Maybe when testing comes out, that will all be like the same quality. But for right now, I really think you can trust what you get out of the city, no matter where it comes from, honestly. But this to me screams safe access, because it's just like, you can take your mom there. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
You can take Gran there. You can go in there with whoever. Did they say it was 18 or 21? It must be 21. I mean,
the website says 21. The article says 18. But really? I think it's...
I don't remember what he said. He said something.
I would default to their website. Yeah. It says 21.
I feel like it would be 21. Either way, you know, like, this was very civil, very like, I felt comforted by its existence. I would feel okay going back again by myself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be in the city this week again. I would pop by Empire State Cannabis 100. I would go by.
I think it's only going to get better in New York. New York's only going to get better.
You imagine, like... It was encouraging. It was nice. Like, don't get me wrong. There's a place for everybody here in the weed industry, hopefully. But in the world of so many bureaucratic, like, hoops and jazz and gibberish to hop through to get your regulation and your license and your business put up, like, this was comforting. Hopefully New York State will not be a dick about it. And let them operate, because they're not regulated. And my mom's like just afraid, like, there's gonna be like a SWAT team like outside. And like it's decriminalized. There's like every single cop is over in Rockefeller Center,
protecting
less
the
than a mile away, protecting Times Square,
Times Square,
Port Authority,
and everything, yeah,
all of the things. They're not worried about your fucking low level weed crimes. They're not.
And because it's decriminalized and legalized, arresting people is moot. It's all like
moot is funny.
It's all for nothing.
What are you gonna do?
Like, what is the point? The
only thing they can do is some like salesy thing. It's like, I feel like it's not even like marijuana related. You know what I mean? Like, you're operating without a license to fucking kill, or like, I don't know, or a license to operate. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I feel like business
without,
like a business, you know. Crime or
you
something,
don't have
but not
the proper permit. To,
exactly, not like a weed thing, because weed is okay, and I think that's really a win. It is that's a win, and we feel really good about it. We were happy. I am happy. I am. I'm happy that this is like there, you know. And then like for my vape products, I might go to Massachusetts and check out those.
Vapes are a little more tricky,
I think,
because of the additives and the processing.
Right. It's easier to kind of like stretch your product with like flower
corners, and
you kind of can't. And when you do try to fuck with flower, it goes wrong and nobody buys your weed.
You can tell.
Nobody buys crappy weed. That's just a fact. We are happy to have access here, but we're not idiots.
And this is another thing that we talked about, and I would really like to see a unique New York strain out by the end of this year.
This would be exciting.
Like some wicked sativa hybrid.
Yeah.
That
like a diesel, like but with like a
New York.
Yeah.
It would have to be like a, I don't know, very diesel-y.
Yeah, it would most likely
something
be
most likely like I want the finest.
I tried
New
to throw
York.
In cookies in there, and you're like, no. I was like, sorry. You're like, shut up.
No, unique.
Unique
New
York.
York.
Only New York. Okay. Empire Cannabis.
It's delicious. We're about to get to the
ice.
Italian ice.
Yeah.
And ice cream cake shortly.
I'm gonna play the whole Youth Are Getting Restless, and then we're gonna take a break. And then we'll just talk about like a couple little stories. Or we might actually go straight to our retraction. I'm not sure.
That's a good idea.
Is there anything else you want to say about New York?
I love you, New York.
I heart New York.
I have a soft spot for you.
Yes.
In my
T.S.,
lungs.
The prodigal son. The prodigal.
Returns.
Government. Yeah, it comes. We conquered. I can't wait to go back and get more on my own. I can't wait to be a grown up and get weed in New York. I just, it's very exciting. Look for a Cool Nerd Weed Show sticker somewhere on a New York pole near you. A street lamp. And yes, yesterday was a very good day. And we will be right back.
The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
Okay, it's the final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha. And we're live on IW Radio. We're doing our final Huff and Puff a little early today. We had a couple other little stories, but we can talk about those. I mean, it's all good news. America's in a good place. Except for this, like, thing. So last week, we did our Huff and Puff about the fentanyl and weed thing. It was picked up on, like, a Michigan local news station, and it's been making the rounds, man. It's all over the interwebs. And at first, like, I don't know, my dumb ass was like, well, you don't tell. And you even said it, too. You're like, all the more reason why you should get, like, weed tested.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, for a second, it's like, you know, even the most seasoned of nerds and weed people with, I guess, like, they're really preying on people's sensitivities, and our sensitivities are fentanyl overdoses or drug overdoses in general. So when we hear this is why this is kind of maddening. When we hear this, we get scared because we have, like, homies who have died or been very close to dying from a fentanyl overdose. Not just like a little bit of fentanyl, you go to the hospital. Like, this shit is scary and it's real, and it's almost everywhere. So we talked about that last week.
Yes. Yes.
I told, like, my mom and my sister, because I also thought it was a good case for legal weed or adult use weed. I thought it was, like, a good way to say, hey,
if this is happening, then testing is good legalization is better.
This is why a congressperson should push forward weed because of that, maybe. But upon further interneting and looking around.
Yeah, this story has popped up from all over the place. I think there was Michigan. There was Vermont recently.
It's literally like just Google fentanyl marijuana and like it'll come
up. It'll pop up somewhere.
Google cannabis news and it'll come up. Because that's what we do. The
news is it's rather dubious.
Yeah, and it's like
the sources and the credibility of the
story. Well, no, in the reason why I felt like it was actually a story is because of the sources, because of how they said it. They actually said, like, and I was mistaken. I thought they said they tested the weed for fentanyl, and I was like, oh, well, then, you know, it was there. But I don't think they did. They said that they asked people who were, like, in the hospital, you know, on their overdose.
What they did.
And they were like, oh, weed. So they were, you know what I mean? Like, we're going off of people who are probably not in the right state of mind to even remember what they did. They just smoked a joint and it sent them, or who knows whatever else was being ingested along with weed. So it's just another case, maybe, probably, definitely, of, like, reefer madness a little bit, but almost a little bit worse because it's preying on something that is openly accepted and sold now into people who are, we were trying to destigmatize it every day and lumping it in with something that's real and scary is a bummer, especially, like, and I'll let you, like, talk about, like, the logistics of why it's probably not true. But, like my sister today, like, was like, she texted me asking if, like, the weed we got from New York was safe because it wasn't technically regulated or tested. And I was like, oh, I, like, now have my, like, my poor little sister, like, I, like, worried her about that. But, like, I just want to reinforce that, like, flower weed, like, and most, if all weed is going to be safe. It's not going to be laced. That was, like, a thing that I forgot that we were, like, totally, totally scare tacticed in when we were little with PCP and LSD.
Oh, it was all, everything, always. It's going to be laced with elephant tranquilizers. It's going to be laced with PCP. It's going to be laced with LSD. They're going to, your cannabis is going to be dipped in paint thinner, embalming fluid, all of those things. And it was, you know, I feel like it was propaganda back then. Mm-hmm. And it's propaganda now. More reefer madness. You know, we were trying to figure out how and why were these things, how did this story come to be?
Right. Well,
one thing is that apparently fentanyl is way more expensive than cannabis. So so lacing, as they say, is not a cost effective measure for if you're a so-called weed dealer. Also, it's bad. Fentanyl kills people. It's bad for business if you're in the business of cannabis.
And, you know, people be like, why is it happening in other sectors of the drug industry? And to that, my answer is just like, you don't know, like the ins and outs of like the drug industry gets pretty rough. And, you know, weed isn't really like that. So you can just kind of like not worry about like a rival, you know, fucking drug war. That's not what happens in weed. It's just not like like weed doesn't operate that way. The hardest of drug dealers with weed, with pot, you don't have to worry that they're going to try and taint the fucking, you know, rival drug dealers weed with who knows what to get them to stop selling weed to a customer base. I'm doing a Breaking Bad situation here. Nobody does that for weed.
Special.
Yes. Not like that's not a thing. It's just not. And when it there was those cocaine stories and like there's fentanyl everywhere. And why is there fentanyl everywhere? I don't know. People are either probably experimenting or maybe there is like a situation where some Breaking Bad situation is happening. Situationals are happening. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe something was cut wrong. I don't know. I'm just here to tell you. Drug dealers would like to make the monies. And so they're not trying. Again, let me just like say this clearer. With weed, again, they're not going to do that. They don't want to thin the herd with their customer base ever. Nobody's tampering with your weed. Nobody wants to waste weed that way. Like, I don't want to like say this and then like next week it's like, no, it was definitely tested for fentanyl. And it's like all fentanyl. But I don't know. Now that like I think about it, I feel silly that I was like, oh my gosh.
We got caught up. But I thought, you know, at least we brought up like some positive things. Like
we did.
Of, you know, this is a good reason why cannabis should be tested. True or false.
Yeah.
It's true or false. But this is a good reason why cannabis should be tested. But the fact that it's still the government and the powers that be are creating these stories with false claims, and who knows if there was actual tests or
these like clowns were like, or whatever, if there was like an accidental ingestion of fentanyl and they were like, oh, we just, you know, like you don't like if you're buying anything off the streets that isn't weed, it's not a drug. You know what I mean? It's not dealt like drugs are dealt. The only reason it's illicit is because it's illegal and prohibition. It is not an illicit drug.
It's a flower. If it looks like a flower and it smells like the flower and you break it up and it smells like a flower and looks like the flower.
If you would like to do that as a test,
that's
fucking look at it.
Your best test is to,
you know,
examine
smell
it thoroughly. Give it a good sniff.
But like, and I feel like so badly. Like I have to talk to my sister and mom and just be like, I am sorry that I like succumbed to fucking media insanity. And like, and again, I'm, you know, I want the Cool Nerd Weed Show to go on record saying that like, that I think it was bullshit. And it's a shame that they preyed on like our specific, you and I, TS and Sasha, like, our specific, you know, fears, I guess. Like, I guess at base level, it's a fear. Like,
yeah, absolutely. We've lost friends from fentanyl.
And it's like,
and, you know, they add it if there's sensational journalism suggesting that one of our loves of cannabis is threatened by potentially fentanyl. That's gonna hit home.
Yeah.
To a lot of people, and they're going to click on it. The story spreads like wildfire.
But luckily there are, you know, there's good gatekeepers of the industry. There are good people. There are good people who make sure that we are not like, even the best of us aren't like fooled. And it was a Blacklist post that that I actually sent, that we got the flip side, and it was the High Times and a couple other outlets looked at it, and they were like,
Forbes.
Forbes, yeah. Snopes, I think.
Yeah.
Debunked it. You know, I think, and also Blacklist and, you know, all these other publications posted the first story. So I think, like, it's cool that these big publications are getting, you know, like, the good out there. And, you know, and also, like, the truth, you know, it's not just, like, Reefer Madness crazy. It's right when we're, like, so encouraged and happy about where we're at in this beautiful moment of getting, like, weed in New York, I have to, like, put out some stupid fire that was created by people who think they're the gatekeepers of the industry, and in fact they are, like, they're ruining it and they hate cannabis freedom. But just remember, cannabis is not a drug. It is not an illicit drug. It truly is a medicine, whether you call it recreational, adult use, medicinal. The same fucking thing. And more research is being done. We fucking don't know, because it is illicit because it is illegal. It's not illicit by nature. You know? Right?
Yes. It is not naughty by nature.
No. It's only naughty by nurture. Well, I hope that made sense. I kind of ranted there for a little bit.
Just wrap it up.
Just smoke weed.
Smoke weed every day. And New York, you've come a long way.
And we love you. And just please always, I mean, trust the nerds for sure. We will not steer you wrong. We will be the ones to try it before we tell you. And you know, New York is definitely, like, it's new for us even as industry people, so hopefully we'll get to, like, learn more about it as, like, the year goes on, and the more that we're here we can, like, talk to people, we can have people come on the show. The whole entire United States is, like, opening up for us, and it's truly beautiful that we're part of this time in history, and that is our show. And I think it was, you know, aside from that Huff and Puff, which is designed to be annoying, it was good. We were in good mood. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Follow us on Instagram, Cool Nerd. No, follow us on Twitter, Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us Instagram, everywhere else, Cool Nerd Weed Show. And
in New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
There's nothing you can do.
Let's hear it for the cool nerds.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
It's organic.